And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Trick-or-treaters will be out and about tonight, and Louisiana State Police want to remind motorists be extra alert. They have a few tips for parents to keep children safe. Trooper Javier Leja says that it's time to turn on your car lights at dusk tonight. Stay off your cell phone and don't drink and drive.
And just stay alert for kids that are walking or maybe crossing the street or kids that are walking down sidewalks and may dart out in front of them.
And if you witness a reckless driver tonight, call authorities to prevent other trick-or-treaters from possibly being injured. Before you take your kids around the neighborhood tonight, Leja says, make sure they're dressed in brightly colored costumes or have them wear a glow stick so they're visible in the dark. Put their name and address in the costume in case you get separated.
Is make sure their kids know their address, their phone number, and how to dial 911 before they leave the house.
And it is against the law for sex offenders to participate in Halloween festivities, include the handing out of candy. Leja says you can check for registered sex offenders in your neighborhood by visiting lsp.org.
Click on the sex offender link, and you can search for a sex offender in your parish. And that should alert you to sex offenders that are located in your area.
And he says be sure and monitor your kids and don't let them eat candy before you check to see that they're individually wrapped and toss out any candies that are not. An update on the situation in Franklin Parish with the Carroll High School coaches. Those coaches had arrest warrants issued late last week. Those coaches all bonded out, the head coach on a $6,000 bond, the two assistants on $5,000 bonds. The Pelican Institute has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration on behalf of Louisiana attorney Tommy Batto, claiming student loan debt cancellation is illegal. Pelican Institute special counsel James Baer.
This involves $500 billion of public debt, debt that's owned by the taxpayers. And typically something of that magnitude would go through Congress. But this all occurred in secret, and that's not the way our Constitution or laws were designed.
The Biden administration cites the 2003 HEROES Act as its authority to cancel student loan debt. But Baer says the HEROES Act is designed to help members of the military dealing with war or a national emergency.
And it allowed the Secretary of Education to waive and modify some debt obligations. It was never intended to justify mass cancellation of $500 billion of public debt.
Baer says the Biden administration cites the COVID pandemic as an emergency grant to student loan forgiveness for civilians. And while those who would benefit from debt forgiveness don't want to see a lawsuit filed, Baer says they're challenging the process with the Biden administration that they used to cancel the debt, not in the act of forgiveness itself.
A lot of people obviously think this is a good thing, but there are a lot of good things that people think the president might be able to do. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have to go through the process and follow the rules.
A number of lawsuits have been filed on a variety of theories.